Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kelly Paris. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Paris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Orioles, 1. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pardo moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris is 0 for 1 in the game. Paris hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles won. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Householder strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Ripken moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken scores. One out. It's Brewers, 2, Orioles, 2. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets is hit by the pitch. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris is 0-for-2 in the game. Paris hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Householder reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Pardo moves to second. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Paris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Danny Darwin now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Orioles. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Kelly Paris. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing second base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-3 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.